Well, Declan, here we are again. Spoke to you yesterday. You kept your cards very close to your chest. Announced Stephen Mellon has signed, and of course, a new signing to the club, Joe Thompson. What will Stephen give you now that he's extended his contract here at the club?
Well, I think delighted to have the two guys on board. Two young players with a lot of enthusiasm for the game. I think the lockdown came at the wrong time for Stephen Mellon because he really was getting up and going with his goals. He scored in Waterford, scored against Bohemians. You know, he's really coming to a party. But a talented boy, a very talented individual, and delighted we were able to work with Sheffield United and extend his loan. You know, boys looking to push on. I think he has a terrific career in front of him. He's a very technical player, very talented player, very exciting player. So to get Stevie over the line in terms of extending his loan deal is something that we're very happy with. And as I say, you say Joe Thompson's come to the club today. He's a very powerful midfield player. He likes to run forward, play forward, drives forward from midfield with the ball. He's a lot of experience playing in Scotland. He made his debut at 17 for Glasgow Celtic. Went and played a lot in the Championship between being on loan and going last season, last couple of seasons at Dunfermline. He's a player that we have known for quite a while. He was actually in the same development squad as Michael Duffy. And a player that we really think will be a great addition to us moving forward.
It gives you another headache in midfield now because there's a few midfielders at the clubs that keeps players on their toes.
Well, we have to look at Joe signed for this season and next season, so I think we're looking at that as well. You know, this season's going to be a relatively quick one. You're only going to be guaranteed 14 games. So it's something that we got to also understand that we're not just looking short term here, but absolutely, listen, there's a lot of quality midfield players here, you know, a quality midfield players, you know, so, you know, when you've looked, Jack Malone's flying in training, Kieran Harkin has come back flying in training, Conor McCormick, Conor Clifford, Gerardo Bruno, it's a lot of competition, but it also gives us versatility in the way we want to play. You know, sometimes we can play with two, sometimes we can play with three, and sometimes we can play with four midfield players, depending on the circumstances. So I think Joe will be a great addition, a real good pro, real good attitude, and somebody that I think the Derry fans will really enjoy watching.
Of course, there's a whole lot of rumours out there, but this one was kept really close to the chest. There's names getting batted about from certain ex-players coming back, but this man's name never came out, so you must be glad that was kept in house.
Look, listen, rumours are rumours. Some people, sometimes I'm surprised to hear some of the stuff that I'm supposed to be doing the next day. So, look, we live in a city that has always got an opinion, and that's something that we welcome. It's great whenever you're talking about the football club. You'd be slightly concerned when you're not talking about the football club. So, look, we try and do our business in the best possible way. We, at the moment, have a lot of irons in the fire. And the pleasing thing for us is when we're talking to players at the minute, there is a real desire to come and play for Derry City, and that's ultimately the most pleasing thing of it all.
Would one of them be a striker?
Well, we definitely need a striker, there's no doubt about it. We definitely need a striker. You know, I hear the same rumours that you hear. As far as I'm concerned, they're quite far off the mark. But, you know, we certainly need a striker. With Tom leaving, it's something that you're always wanting to... You're always wanting to bring to your club as a top-class striker. Don't forget, we've got a very good one here at the minute as well, in Walter Figueira. Delighted with Walter. Walter will continue to get better as the season evolves as well. And, you know, there's good competition for places here. People have to understand that when you go to a proper club, that there's no 11. You can't do anything with 11 players. You'll not get anywhere. So we got to make sure that the 19, 20 players that we have on our books are all fighting on a daily basis for them starting 11 jerseys.
Thank you, Declan.